Welcome back live here on Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ. It is time to talk Michigan Tech soccer. This team is on a roll, and Coach Michelle Jacob is with us right now after a couple of big home wins against Ohio Dominican and Walsh. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Well, you've got to be feeling pretty good about this team, man. It is very impressive what's going on. 2-1 victory over Ohio Dominican, and then the double overtime 1-0 win over Walsh. Talk about the two games and why this team is playing so well.
Well, both big games for sure. Ohio Dominican and Walsh are both having really good seasons, very quality opponents. And, you know, for our girls to go out there and, you know, to come from behind win against Ohio Dominican and then the overtime win, you know, it shows how resilient they are. And they go out there and they just don't give up. And I think, you know, we try to play good soccer, and then you add a little bit of, you know, just tenacity in there and come out luckily with the couple wins over the weekend. So, you know, proud of the girls. They put forth so much effort, and they deserve to win those games. So.
Obviously not great weather over the weekend with the wind and rain and kind of snowy on Sunday even. How big is that for your team, though, as a home field advantage?
You know, definitely we're a little bit more used to it than obviously the Ohio teams were. I don't think it played too much into the game outside of the fact of, you know, just the ball was slippery and slick, and, you know, it's definitely important to get your body behind it to make sure, you know, you keep the ball in front of you and you know, be careful of how, you know, the kind of pace that you hit on the ball. But, yeah, no, I mean, it was cold for everybody, that's for sure. I even had to change out of my flip-flops, which was sad for me.
Hey, how about, you know, you talk about the ball being wet, and obviously the field's wet. You know, I think when people think of the conditions altering the game, they think of the kicking of the ball and everything, but obviously a huge friction difference as far as the ball's spin onto the field turf itself and the grip that you get there, correct?
Yeah, it definitely, it kind of skids instead of just rolls nice, and so, you know, it moves a lot quicker, so I think that, you know, we talked to the girls, ironically, when we were having our team meeting, I was telling them that it was sprinkling out, and then I looked out the window and it started snowing, so I had more reason to get behind the ball and make sure it's, you know, get your foot down and get your body behind it.
In the Friday game, you guys got down 1-0 early on, and it seems like that's happened several times this year. But you guys don't really seem to panic. You seem to hang in there, and you're able to come back with those two goals. Lexi, you know, had a goal and an assist as well. You know, talk about, you know, just the ability for this team to not panic.
Yeah, you know, I think if we get scored on, it's not the end of the world for us. We know we can get it back, and you know, sometimes it's just, I guess, a little more motivation for us to put one in the back of the net. So they don't give up. They, you know, they continue to stay positive on and off the field. You know, even the people that aren't playing are you know, such great supporters of their teammates and cheering for them and everything. And so it was, you know, it was a full team effort. You know, Lexi had a beautiful PK that she put in for us to get us tied, and then Taylor's, you know, the freshman on that set piece of the corner kick to put that in. That was great for us, and I know she was super excited about that, and obviously the teammates were real excited as well.
Well, you're 6-1. You've won six straight games since losing the season opener. You're undefeated in the conference, and you get ahead on the road now down to Ohio and play a couple of games down there. Talk about the coming weekend.
Yeah, you know, it'll be another exciting weekend. You know, the GLIAC is such a quality conference, and there's not really any teams, you know, even the ones that are not, you know, maybe winning all the games. You know, there's no easy teams, and so we still need to prepare and show up for every game. And you know, obviously on the road with the long drive and traveling and everything, you know, you got to be careful of the bus lights and everything. So just a matter of you know, preparing and putting our best foot forward when that whistle blows.
You've got a couple of players right now who are really up there in points with Lexi Herwig and Jackie Milkey, and those two players seem to have carried the offense. Who else are you expecting will, you know, step up and chip in here as the season goes on?
You know, we're definitely trying to create some more opportunities for all of our forwards and our offensive mid. You know, I think Fife has the opportunity to score some goals. Sarah Boyd has done a great job for us. you know, we want to get more, our offensive mids more into the attack as well. And, you know, I think one of our focuses for Sunday's game was Walsh had been taking quite a bit of shots all season and scoring a lot of goals. They're at the top of the conference for that. And so we really wanted to minimize that and obviously create a lot of our own opportunities. I think we did a great job. I think we held them down to, like, four shots for the game. And then, you know, we had the nine corners, so we definitely generated a lot more offensive attack, which was great. So that'll be another focus. And, you know, no matter who we put in those forward roles, I think anybody on any given day can score goals for us. So just getting the ball somewhere they can finish it for us.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. The soccer team has won six in a row, and Michigan Tech will be at Malone on Friday, at Lake Erie on Sunday. And the coach have great travels down there. Come away with a couple of wins for us, okay?
All right, we'll do our best. Thank you so much.
Michelle Jacob, head coach of the dynamic and very exciting Michigan Tech soccer program. We will have Huskies intra-squad hockey on Saturday night, 6 o'clock. It is a donation towards youth hockey. I think Copper Country Junior Hockey specifically, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a donation of your choice?
I think it's both.
Is it both? Yeah. Okay, Calumet and...
That's what I remember having heard, yes.
And it's a donation of your choice, and skate with the Huskies after, too.
Skate with the Huskies, yeah. Bring your skates and come on the ice with the team. And a cool thing about this is they won't be, either too high or too low.
Right.
After a win or a loss, they'll be down there. And obviously, we don't play again until October 24th at Ferris State. So kind of a weird schedule. We got those two big games early on. We got a little lull here, so we're going to use this inter-squad game to try to keep fresh and be fun to see all the players play, hopefully all of our goaltenders will play and all the freshmen get a chance to see them as well.
And congratulations to Dylan Stamen, our rookie of the week in the WCHA, at his first goal. Great redirected shot in net. And anything else? Volleyball, of course.
Volleyball at home. We're really our only home sport except for hockey this weekend is volleyball. So we look forward to having them at the SDC gym Friday night at 7 o'clock, or 5 o'clock on Friday. 5 o'clock on Friday, and then 3 o'clock on Saturday.
All right, that's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Broadcasting WKMJ